you know, just a little inside baseball to the radio world here. When you're requested to fill in for Paul W. Smith, it's a lot like a master's invite. They send over a box to your house with an envelope and congratulations, you've been, it's a whole ordeal. And then, you know, the great Michael Parsons behind the glass contacts. He says, what do you want to talk about? And I said, I don't know. Can I just talk to my friends on here?
Yeah. And I'm drunk with power every time.
No, it's great. So I've got a friend on the line. Her name's Sam J. She is the director of sales at the St. Clair Inn. St. Clair Inn's a great historic property in downtown St. Clair. And if you've been to downtown St. Clair in a while, you need to get there. You know, along that coastline, there are so many different coastal cozy towns is what I like to call them, and St. Clair is one of them. The St. Clair Inn is a historic property right downtown, known for meetings and weddings and beautiful architecture. What a great asset to have in St. Clair. And this year is their 100th anniversary. So historical it surely is. Sam, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sam, tell us a little bit about the St. Clair Inn and its historic relevance for downtown St. Clair.
Yeah, I mean, the Inn is it's a great property. There's so much history with it. You know, being 100 years, you know, I've been with the hotel a few years now, and I love hearing the stories of, you know, my parents got married here, or we got married here 50 years ago, or, you know, folks sending over. I just have a guest that sent a picture of her throwing her bouquet over the staircase, and I think they're celebrating 65 years now. So
it's
really cool to see, you know, just the history and how important the Inn is to, you know, the folks that come and visit.
Well, it's rooted in a lot of people's memories, right? For being there for 100 years, there are so many folks who've had great memories there and cherished times. Can you tell us a little bit about what has been going on at the Inn? Because I know that there's some new things happening at the St. Clair Inn in downtown St. Clair.
Yeah, so we're under new ownership right now, and they are working on finishing. We actually have a whole third floor that's in studs at the moment, so they're going to be adding some more guest rooms and then another banquet space that overlooks the St. Clair River. So we're working on fully finishing the property. It will be a tribute by Marriott, so any of you folks with Bonvoy accounts can come and stay, earn your points, or redeem. We've had a lot of really good feedback on the branding with everything, and lots of plans for the 100-year ownership group is very invested in that and really want to make sure that we, you know, kick off a great celebration.
Well, and a great celebration it will be. But you guys are akin to that. You know all about celebrations. What is the St. Clair Inn really known for?
We do a lot of weddings. We are really just starting to kick off here in April. We've got, I think, about 65 or so on the books for this year. So lots of events celebrating love. We do a lot of showers, a lot of leisure. But it's also a great spot for, you know, corporate retreats, leadership retreats, strategic planning. You know, we're really not that far away from Metro Detroit. So it's nice when people make the drive up and they're like, it's really not that far. I thought it would be further. And so you're like, tell all your friends that, right? We're not that far away from Metro Detroit.
It feels further, which is a great escape, honestly. You know, taking that drive, being away from the hustle and bustle, it's a great opportunity to not take a long time to get really, really far away.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam, outside of the St. Clair Inn, you know, its location is prominent right downtown. Tell us a little bit about, if someone were to stay at your property, where could they go or what could they do while they're in town?
Yeah, I mean, we're walkable to the St. Clair Plaza, which has a handful of restaurants, shops. There's a coffee shop, all sorts of things. We're located on the longest freshwater boardwalk, so you can walk all the way from the Inn to a restaurant called The Voyager, which is right on the river as well. Lots of fun things to do. You know, we're about 20 minutes south of Port Huron, so if you wanted to go up that way, you can. Really good restaurants right on the water. You know, great location. It's walkable to, you know, a handful of places and beautiful spots.
And they got a lot of, like, outdoor entertainment going on in the complex there.
Yeah, in the plaza. Yeah, in the summers they'll do live music. They've got a whole, like, kind of courtyardish area. Well, they'll do, you know, music. They've done, you know, different like beer tastings in a while and all sorts of fun events to get the community out there. They did a big winter bazaar, icy bazaar is what it's called, with like ice sculptures and entertainment. And of course, it fell on like the coldest weekend of the winter this year, but it lived up to its name. So.
That's part of the experience, right? You can't go to the icy bazaar at 60 degrees as much as we would all like to, but you've got to have a little bit of that early winter chill. Sam, real quick, if you could just mention one thing, your favorite thing about St. Clair, it could either be the inn or anything. What is one big reason for somebody to visit St. Clair, Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, for me, if you come to our hotel, our staff really, really cares about you guys having a good experience. So, you know, you can go to a property, you can stay in a hotel room, you can go eat in their restaurant, you know, you can attend an event, but our staff really, really cares and really wants to ensure that the guests have a great time. And they love hearing, like I said, the stories of, you know, I got married here 50 years ago, or, you know, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary and we're coming back every year. So it's just those sort of things that have that really personal tie-in that, you know, our team really cares about it. We love to see people coming back. You know, it's more than just a hotel to like rest your head.
I agree. Great customer service. The team there cares so much about your stay. They want you to have a great time. Sam, where can people learn more?
Mm-hmm. They can visit us at stclairinn.com. We have Facebook, Instagram, social media platforms there, but a couple different spots there.
Visit that website, book a room. Mm-hmm. You can always tag on bluewater.org to check out what there is to do in St. Clair and some of the surrounding areas along that coastline. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Michael, being there, I'm telling you, that building right on the water is great. It's a great like hub and spoke spot for the town of St. Clair.
Well, and you know, you don't just have to take you and Sam's word for it. Actually, while you and Sam were talking, a gentleman named Carl from Clay, the chairman, he goes by, said that him and his wife stayed there recently. Food, service, everything was top notch. He had a great room with a balcony overlooking the St. Clair River. So you had people calling in and vouching for what a great place it was while you and Sam were talking there.
See, you don't have to take our word for it. We know a little bit about some of this stuff, right? But these reviews, these experiences.
The chairman would not lie to us.
I don't think he would. I really don't think he would. Thank you for that magnificent review, Carl, aka the chairman. If you want to learn more, you can go to bluewater.org. You can visit all sorts of different stuff while you're there. Certainly check the St. Clair Inn out this year because it's their 100th year. A lot going on. Don't change the dial. Don't switch the web browser. We got more coming on Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Michael Hensley, filling in for Paul W. on 760 AM WJR.